Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 142, Your Guide to Personal Freedom, Spartan Style, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with author permission, of course. As I mentioned yesterday, this past week's been a little bit stressful, not just for me, but my family. I had a family member who was in the hospital for something very serious, and I'm going to talk about that more on Friday's Q&A show, believe it or not. But some good news, I want to wish my mother-in-law, Holly, a very happy birthday. She is turning, oh, nope, not going there. But today is her birthday, and so I just want to take a moment to wish her a very, very happy one. Today is also the very last day to be entered into a raffle happening tonight at midnight. We give away a book to a random person on our mailing list on the first of the month, and then another book to anyone who has submitted a question for the Q&As that I do every Friday. So to be in both of those raffles, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter. And then you can also send in a question by clicking on the red bar along the side of the page that says, Ask a Health Question. Then tonight at midnight, we'll pick one person from the mailing list to win a book and another from the small list of people who have sent in a question for the show. All right, with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Your Guide to Personal Freedom, Spartan Style, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Are you living a life worth remembering? Put another way, which do you remember more, what you had for lunch 2 years ago or the inspiring speech you heard 10 years ago? The lunch was so mundane that it could have happened last week and you would remember just as much, basically nothing. But the speech, oh, the speech, it moved you. It challenged you to think about things in a different way. It forced you out of your comfort zone and into action. But most importantly, it changed you. And from that moment on, you would never be the same again. Well, that moment came to me during the film 300. As much of a fan as I am for unabashed man movie, this one connected to me on such an emotional level that it is difficult to put into words. Thankfully, I managed to power through that difficulty and distill a few lessons that will help take you from where you are to where you want to be. 1. Find your why. In 480 BC, the Persian king Xerxes sent a messenger to Sparta asking the king for earth and water as a token of their submission. If the Spartans accepted, they would become part of the empire, receiving the spoils that came along with such a distinction. If they denied, they would incur the wrath of the Persian army. Their men would be killed, and the women and children forced into slavery. So what did the good Spartan king do? He kicked that sucker down a well. Request denied. And with that act, the gauntlet had been thrown down. The eve of war was now upon them. But why fight, especially when the numbers are far more in favor of the enemy? They fought because they had a reason to. They weren't fighting to protect some abstract notion such as honor, but something more tangible, the lives of their loved ones and their very way of life. Why am I here? This examination leads to a lot more questions than actual answers. And not just any questions, but black hole time-stealing ones that lead you down an infinite rabbit hole and serve only as a distraction from the life you're living. Why am I doing this? Why do I want to do this? These are the questions that you need to ask yourself. These are the questions that need to be answered because they lead to action, not just more reflection. If you don't have a strong enough why, then nothing else matters. Without a rock-solid reason why you're doing something, the how you're going to do it will either never manifest itself, or even worse, when it does, it will be so shaky and vague that you buckle and your resolve falls apart at the first sign of external pressure. 2. Cross the point of no return. By sending the Persian messenger for an eternal swim, the Spartans sent a message so bold that they had no choice but to move forward. They couldn't just go, oops, my bad, and hope that all would be forgiven. Nope. They had crossed the much dreaded point of no return, the point in which turning back is either impossible or much more difficult than continuing along the chosen path. But this isn't Sparta. This is your life. By crossing that boundary, you've essentially gone all in and put some serious skin in the game. Are you so deep in debt that it is gobbling up all your money, time, and preventing you from achieving your dreams? Then find your why. Create a strategy to pay it off and start plugging away, and keep plugging away. Eventually, you will have gone so far that the pain of continuing forward will pale in comparison to that of returning to your former state of life and the state of mind that got you there. As frightening as it may be at times, this is where you want to place yourself. This is where true growth and progress begins. Yet this is also the resting place of dreams, where those who choose not to continue forward abandon their aspirations and turn the other way. But this won't be you. This can't be you. The stakes are too high for you not to continue forward. If not now, then when? If not you, then who? 3. Defy convention. With just 300 men against an army of thousands, it would have been suicidal for the Spartans to attack head-on. This is exactly what the Persians were expecting, because at least that way they could easily crush the small annoyance and continue along the warpath. But the Spartans chose to ignore standard war tactics and use the landscape to their advantage by forcing the Persians into a narrow pass where their large numbers meant nothing. By defying convention, the Spartans forced the enemy to play into the game that they created. What about us, though? Take a look around you, and you'll quickly realize that everyone, more or less, is doing the same thing, because it is safe, because that is how it has always been done, because it is what others expect, because of rules. These rules, whether they are written or implied, are dangerous. They confine your thoughts, and they limit your actions to whatever fits within the constraints of these rules, even if the situation demands that they be tossed aside for fresh ideas. But what if there was another way? What if, instead of simply following the crowd, following what is practical and logical, you listen to that inner voice of yours? You know, the one that still wants to test the boundaries of life and explore what is possible. You might fail, but you also might discover that the only limits imposed in life are the ones you set for yourself, and through that realization, begin to shatter those preconceived notions. And failure? It pales in comparison to the infinite possibilities that await those who are brave enough to treat reality as their plaything and create their own blueprint.
His helmet was stifling. It narrowed his vision, and he must see far. His shield was heavy. It threw him off balance, and his target is far away. With the hurling of his spear, King Leonidas proved that even a god king could bleed, and solidified his place in the books of history as a testament to when free men rebelled against tyranny.
That was my bad impression of the narrator from 300. Now, what are you doing to ensure that your legacy lives on? You just listened to the post titled, Your Guide to Personal Freedom, Spartan Style, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, this was a little different than what we normally hear from Roger, but still great content. This could be applied to so many different areas of life: physical health, fitness, mental health, personal finance, really anything you can think of. And what I liked about this advice in particular, it was actually kind of similar to what I had shared on Travis Marziani's podcast, How to Do Your 20s. One of my tips for those in their 20s is to find out your why, in essence. I didn't say it exactly like that at the time, but I love the way Roger phrased it here. Find your purpose, essentially. And really, one of the best ways to do that is to just try different things. Just jump in. I've never mentioned this before on this podcast, but I actually considered becoming a veterinarian at one point in my life. This was after I got my bachelor's degree in psychology. I thought about becoming a vet, but I didn't want to commit to all of that schooling and all of that money if I didn't really want to do it. So I actually spent some time volunteering in a vet's office, and I quickly realized it wasn't for me. Then I worked for human resources. I didn't like sitting at a desk for 8 hours, 9 hours a day. I saw how depressed people were, and I said, you know what? This isn't for me either. The point is, I tried things. I learned from every single one of those experiences. I never saw it as a waste of time. It was just me refining my life goals. So I encourage you to do the same. And one last time, you can be entered into 2 raffles tonight at midnight. The first one is really easy to join. Just make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. And then, to be in a really small raffle, you can send in a question for our Q&A editions of the show on Fridays. Just click on the red bar along the side of the page at oldpodcast.com, and it'll walk you through the process. It's really easy. Again, both of those raffles are happening at midnight tonight, so make sure you visit our website before then. That's oldpodcast.com. Tomorrow, we'll actually hear the start of a 2-part post from Nerd Fitness, so definitely come back and listen to that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.